Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Authority. Luke chapter 20 and verse 2 says, "And spake unto them, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority?" So on a particular day, some chief priests and scribes came to Jesus and they questioned him about authority. The issue of authority was as big then as it is now. In our day, people are taught to question authority. I suppose it's never been that much different. But that authority is a necessary element of civilized people is obvious to all but the basest anarchists. The origin of authority is varied. There is enforced authority, such as that of the police. The authority is demanded because of a badge. Sometimes the man with this authority is as guilty as those he may be policing. His own integrity has little to do with his authority. In some instances, to challenge his authority itself is a crime. And then there's inherited authority, such as belongs to a military officer whose authority is the result of an education and commission. There is earned authority, when a man has proven himself a leader and those who may have at first followed out of duty begin to follow him out of devotion. And then there's voluntary authority, when people follow a man because they believe in his cause or his message. But the highest of all authority is that which was given by God. And it is seldom, except in the case of government, which is ordained of God, forced upon its subjects. Jesus was not compelled to tell them who gave his authority. They would not have believed him, and he would not have forced them to. The authority, which is of God, seeks to lead people through conviction rather than compulsion. Those who possess this authority use only the word of God. They depend upon the embracing of the word by their listeners.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.